Thank you. Good morning. I want to just position myself before I start and say that I'm from Denmark. My name is Anders Buch. I teach at Aalborg University, and which is part of the campus is situated in Copenhagen. I teach a program on techno-anthropology, which is not an accredited engineering program, but it is in the engineering faculty, nevertheless. And this is actually kind of a program that integrates the humanities and the social scientists and the technology side. So you might say that we are actually doing liberal studies in engineering. Nevertheless, although I'm a proponent of this idea, and I even chimed in with Larry in a paper that will soon be published where we argue that context should be put back in engineering education, my presentation today will be rather critical. I think that we actually should challenge ourselves and not directly be too backslapping and saying that, well, we are on the right track. I think we are, but let's try to challenge ourselves. So I actually entitled my presentation here, How Progressive Pedagogics Lie. And of course I have stolen this title from Nancy Cartwright. Many years ago she wrote a very good book called How the Laws of Physics Lie. And her general point there was that the laws of nature are only true ceteris paribus. That means that everything else being equal, they are true, but everything is not being equal. That's the point. So I think that we might try to have this exercise on liberal studies in engineering as well. So when we discuss curriculum and pedagogics, we very often do that ceteris paribus. And I think that's a mistake. We really ought to challenge ourselves and consider how we could actually bring in context and bring in the real problem that we are supposed to address doing progressive pedagogics. So let me just hesitate about for a moment about context and concentrate on the problem. What is the problem that we are addressing here? Is it to bring liberal studies into engineering education? Well, yes and no. I think the real problem that we're trying to address is actually to enable a kind of a holistic mindset or have engineers perform solutions that are holistic. So education is only a means to an end. And I think that's an important point that we should actually consider more, because what we are trying to change here is how engineers do their job. So education is only a means to an end. So I think that when we discuss what role should liberal studies play in engineering, we very often talk about, well, how should the curriculum be? What should be the fundamentals in this course? And we also might talk about how we should proceed doing the pedagogics. But they are also means to an end. I think we could be helped very much if we brought, now we are in Washington and we're in the States, if we brought Jen Dewey in. Jen Dewey is a philosopher and an educator who really took this problem seriously. So he was, of course, concerned with pedagogics, but more than that, he was concerned with learning. So he posed the question, how do we actually learn? What is inquiry? What is critical thinking? Going back to the presentation yesterday by Peter Kroos. So what is critical thinking? How do we solve problems? How do we experience our environment? And how do we change our environment? So those questions are not primarily about curriculum and didactics. They're about a term that has actually gone out of our vocabulary called mathetics, the science of learning. And I think it's interesting to see how it slipped out of our vocabulary. My input here is actually based on my research. In Denmark, we have a lot, not a lot, but we have some progressive engineering education that has actually tried to bring in liberal studies in engineering education. I actually followed some of the graduates in their work life to see how they would fare after we had actually done what we could about providing this liberal studies perspective. So those engineers that I followed in their work life in an engineering consultancy company, they were actually trained by the problem-based learning model. They were actually, they had engaged in real-world problem solving. They had actually learned how to do sustainable solutions in their study. They were trained to do collaboration, but what they actually encountered was not collaboration, that was coordination in the work. They were trained for innovation, but what they met in the workplace was actually standardization of work processes, and especially for the graduates just entering engineering work. They were trained for holistic approaches, but they experienced fragmentation of work processes. They were trained for multi and cross-disciplinarity, but they encountered a very conservative and monolithic engineering culture. They were trained to envision sustainable solutions, but they were asked to deliver profitable solutions. So, what I saw was actually some very some engineers who were had a reality shock. They were protagonists of a set of kind of holistic practices, but engineering work is, at least where I observed it, not performed in accordance to those holistic practices. They were other practices. So my analysis is that we have to take into account that there are different practices. There are learning practices taking place in education, and there are what you might call substantive practices taking place in engineering work, and they are not the same. Just as much as we want to actually make educational practices comparable to work practices, they are not. So I think that the whole educational system bears on an old premise that you might call a kind of an epistemology of possession, the objective to have people gain knowledge in one context that they can actually transfer and use in another context. That's not the way it goes. I think that the real question we ought to consider at this event is actually how do we change practices? And we ought to challenge ourselves and ask ourselves, is educational and pedagogics and change of curriculum the right way? Or is it even the best way? So I've posed some questions that we might discuss. Of course, very much into, and I believe that education can change practice, but it's not a universal means to do so. Things are, alas, much more complicated. So my questions to you are, and to all of us, there are, to what extent is it fruitful to focus on pedagogics and curriculum if we want to promote holistic engineering? 1. 2. To what extent is changing educational practices in engineering an effective means of changing engineering work practices? 3. Is pedagogics and education the best vehicle to promote holistic and socially responsible engineering? Fourth, are we as educators in fact walking the talk of holistic approaches if we insist on discussing matters of pedagogics and education ceteris paribus? And finally, to what extent should we take into consideration the practice architectures and infrastructures of capitalist production modes and logics when we actually educate our students? That is, to what extent should we practice real-world learning? So, I think I've used my time. Thank you.